We need to build a party based on the working class, on the mass of our population, whether it's a labor party, that breaks with the parties of capital. You delay that, you entertain the illusion that these fakers are going to make a difference or change anything, you postpone the process. The longer you wait, the longer it takes. It's a crisis of leadership, as Leon Trotsky once said. It's a crisis of leadership. It's a crisis of program. It's a crisis of will. It's a crisis of understanding. It's a crisis of definition and of delineating what the class enemy is and who the victims are and what it takes to build a movement to overcome. It's 100-plus years in suffering Palestine. Generation after generation has been subject to this process of the Armenianization, as Jabotinsky called it, of the Palestinian people, a people too many. They would render them as the Native Americans were in this society. That's their goal. And how do you resist that? By embracing the task of securing the colonial settler state? Is that a way forward? Is that practical? Is that realistic? It has nothing to do with any of these terms. It has to do with political decomposition. These misleaders have to stand before their people and say with Shakespeare, "Oh, pardon me, thou bleeding piece of earth, that I am meek and gentle with these butchers." It's a betrayal of the struggle of these people. It's an abandonment of their most elementary democratic entitlement. Nothing can be advanced by this. You just prepare for the next horror inexorably. So there's no shortcut. You cannot substitute the will for a solution for the political understanding that generations of revolutionists have paid in blood to acquire. We need a class-based political program that breaks with the parties of capital in the United States, even as the Palestinian people are in the process right now. Each intifada, each uprising of the Palestinian people was an uprising against the PLO no less than it was against Israeli occupation. That was the self-activation of the Palestinian masses against an organization who was dependent upon King Fahd in Saudi Arabia. I remember when Maya and I were talking to Khalid al-Hassan in Tunis. He's telling us that he's having discussions with King Hassan in Morocco. King Hassan in Morocco is the creation of the Mossad. General Ufkir is a Mossad operative who carried out the murder of Mehdi bin Barker for the Mossad in Paris, the leader of the Socialist Party in Morocco. I said, "You're talking to the people who want your guts for garters, and you're coming forward with their solutions? This has nothing to do with the Palestinian people. It has to do with the perks and the privileges of an apparatus that wants to offer itself as the interlocutor for the Central Intelligence Agency in Palestine. Let's call it by its name. This is the betrayal of the Palestinian people, and the people on the ground understand that. Hamas, which starts, by the way, the Islamic movement, brother, in Palestine, starts with funding and support from Saudi intelligence and from the Mossad. Because the Palestinian struggle was a secular socialist revolutionary movement. Popular Front was a Marxist party by name. Democratic Front called itself a Marxist party. The PLO was a nationalist and secular movement. Its charter is an eloquent setting forth of the minimum nationalist aspirations of an oppressed people. It's a charter that they were obligated to liquidate